I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today is Bastille Day, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been playing host to an unusual array of world leaders. Some of them, such as Israel's prime minister and Syria's president, don't exactly get along. The 43 leaders are in France to launch a so-called Union for the Mediterranean. The union is supposed to unite Europe with the mostly Arab countries that border the Mediterranean. The aim is to improve prosperity, cultural ties, and security. But as the world's Jerry Haddon reports, there are serious doubts about the new union's future.
As the French military paraded down the Champs-Élysées and jets zoomed overhead, European, Israeli, and Arab leaders watched together. It almost gave the impression of unity. But at the inauguration of the new Union for the Mediterranean this weekend, the cracks were already beginning to show. That's because the union incorporates all countries with Mediterranean coastline, including enemies such as Israel and Syria, Syria and Lebanon, Algeria and Morocco. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad refused to shake hands with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert at the summit, but French President Nicolas Sarkozy tried to cajole the group into cooperating.
C'était déjà un pari. Extraordinaire.
He said it was an extraordinary gamble to bring together all the countries of Europe and all the countries of the Mediterranean. This Union for the Mediterranean is Sarkozy's attempt to reinvigorate a process that has been limping along since the 1990s, but it's a big gamble. There are doubts and obstacles on all sides that threaten to undermine the Union. It's supposed to foster cooperation on economic, cultural, and security issues. But today on the streets of Paris, residents of North African origin expressed their doubts. One man from Algeria pointed out that some North African leaders left the summit early and others didn't even show up. He says they didn't come because so far no one is showing any new money to pay for proposed projects. The union will fund some modest projects to start on solar energy, natural disaster response, and cultural exchanges. But that's hardly the stuff Europe's southern neighbors dream of. They want Europe to let in more of their workers. They want open markets to sell their fruits and vegetables. Those issues are not on the table. One North African leader who stayed home was Libya's Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Last month, he warned other Arab leaders about participating in a Mediterranean Union. This is very dangerous, he said. You'll have to sit down with the Israelis. Gaddafi said that any attempt by Europe to unify with North Africa will be viewed as modern-day colonialism, and that, he said, could give terrorists justification to carry out attacks on European soil. North Africa has recently seen a rise in terrorist activity. One Islamic militant group in the Maghreb now says it's joined forces with Al-Qaeda. Jacques Rolland is with the Global Policy Institute in London.
If you look at the causes of terrorism, it very often comes from the frustration, the insatisfaction of the young people. Many of them are educated and can't find jobs because of the terrible situation in these countries, very often due to their own problems and to their own leaders who seem to be more concerned about keeping power than developing the countries.
But European leaders appear reluctant to apply too much pressure. They're wary of sinking this ship before it's even left the port. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Paris.